want to be on the street, okay. Me and my husband.
Okay. How long you guys been out here?
Since April.
Kim Gilchrist with the city's homeless coalition is making her rounds around Penn Station, where many of the city's homeless gather, some living in tents on the sidewalk, and many of them, like this 47-year-old woman who has been here since April, says it's better than any shelter the city has to offer.
You keep knocking on the door. The security lady, she don't even want to get up off the chair to come open the door to ask what you need. And you wait and wait and wait for hours.
For Gilchrist, it's a conversation she often has with many of Newark's homeless, or as she affectionately calls them, neighbors without addresses. And today, like many others, she's trying to convince them there are other options.
You would not go to a shelter?
Shelter, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, shelters are wonderful. I mean, they're not wonderful, but I can't believe it's worse than this.
The shelter system in Newark can be difficult to navigate, especially when you do not have an address, and in many cases, no phone number or identification. And many, like this 47-year-old woman, say it's just not safe, nor is it clean. And since the onset of COVID-19, many alternatives, like soup kitchens, libraries, and warming centers, are no longer an option.
Well, me and my husband, we're married legally and everything, so we would like to stay together and, get some kind of shelter. You know, he's been looking for work. I mean, we have never been in this situation other than this past 8 months, never in our lives. So we're not somebody who's willing and wants to be on the street and doesn't want the help.
Across New Jersey, nearly 10,000 people experiencing homelessness were counted in 2020. That's according to Monarch Housing Associates, a 9% increase from the year prior. Newark accounts for more than 1,800 of those individuals, with about 350 living unsheltered. But the city of Newark is looking for alternatives. Officials recently unveiled plans to create a temporary shelter site constructed out of shipping containers. Central Ward Councilwoman LaMonica McIver says it's all part of the city's ongoing efforts to address the immediate needs of its homeless population.
We're partnering with the organization by the name of Homes for All, and they are basically, designing the shipping containers and bringing them to the Central Ward right here in Newark Street. And it's going to be 24-hour security as well as services stationed on ground that will be able to go and try to get our residents without addresses the services and support that they need. And so we're looking forward to it. We hope to have it up and running by the end of February at the least. And we're excited about it. Right now we're going to be starting with about 20 shipping containers that will be used as shelters. And we hope that a lot of people that are used to being out here on the street, who are outside, who are around here, around Penn Station, that they will want to relocate to Newark Street to a safer, conducive environment, but at the same time receive the services that they need every day. And so that's what we hope to happen.
One of the first of its kind in the country, the container shelter will offer temporary single units with beds, full bathrooms, meals, transportation, and wraparound services. But with the state's eviction moratorium set to expire on March 21st, officials are bracing for an increase in homelessness. New Jersey State Senator Ron Rice.
A lot of the folk in our towns are coming from other towns and vice versa, where they think they can get help because they can't get it there, and they get here and find that they're backed up too. And then many of the people that we want to help, when we do find space, they don't want to use the space. Because the COVID-19, they're fearful of being in places with population that are homeless, okay, because they don't know the healthcare conditions. So it's kind of a catch-22 and a real dilemma, if you will.
Rice says he's optimistic that under the new Biden administration and through the efforts of the state's congressional delegation, state and local municipalities like Newark will receive the assistance they so desperately need.
So I'm comfortable we're going to get help. But when we get help in government, unfortunately, the needs of people are much greater. There's never enough help. So I'm hoping we'll at least get more than we have now, because right now we're hurting.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alexandra Hill in Newark.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. A fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.